So much heavy news. Let's end with tacos. You know, one of the real appeals of tacos, it's a very affordable food. You can get terrific tacos at a very low price. But there is a kind of a class war that's broken out over whether expensive tacos are really authentic, whether that's really in the spirit of the inexpensive taco. Writing in defense of the $5 taco is Javier Cabral, who is a food, music, and culture writer based in Los Angeles. His work has appeared in the LA Times and the LA Weekly, and he has just written for LATaco.com this defense of the $5 taco. Javier, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Larry.
So, you know, why are people, at least some people, down on the idea of the high-end taco?
Well, because it's expensive. I mean, you know, money's money, and you know, I feel in the back of every Angelino's mind, you know, there's a space for tacos, and that taco is always going to be $1 or $2 max.
Yeah, and just by definition, so it's just assumed that anybody charging more than that, regardless of the expense of the ingredients, that they're gouging or at least violating the spirit of the taco.
Exactly. I do want to disclose that, like, a taco is a working class food. It's always going to be by the people, for the people. Now, you know, unfortunately, that doesn't really meet with the rising cost of food and overhead and just running a business in LA right now, because it's getting really, really tough.
So what are some of the examples of the gourmet tacos that, you know, different restaurants are serving?
So a gourmet taco or a $5 taco, which, I mean, now it even seems like a bargain because there are tacos that are up to like $8 or even $9, is your essential taco, you know, tortilla, a corn tortilla. However, on top, you will, instead of having your gristly piece of meat that will hit the spot after drinking, you will have, you know, some beautiful seafood, beautiful uni, beautiful, you know, grass-fed meat. You know, it's essentially a taquero that is using the same ingredients as, you know, a Michelin-rated restaurant.
So the difference is just it's wrapped in a corn tortilla. That's the difference.
Yes, and then in itself, the corn tortilla, I mean, that can also get really expensive because, you know, now we're entering this era in the tacoscape, which I call, where tortillas are starting to get treated as important as the toppings themselves.
Well, and so are there high end providers then who are making tortillas that are much more expensive?
Yes, they are just starting out right now. There is only one based in LA. It's Kernel of Truth Organics. It's two guys, one of them from Echo Park and the other one from Boyle Heights. And they make LA's first certified organic corn masa made with American grown corn.
And have you tried it?
Yes.
Does it taste different?
That's where it gets tricky. You know, I mean, Nixtamal in itself is an art, you know, which is, and nixtamal is a process of treating dried corn in order to make it into masa, and you know, I will say that it's chewier, it's fluffier, it is really tasty.
We're talking with Javier Cabral, who writes on food, music, and culture, and recently wrote In Defense of the $5 Taco, It's Time to Embrace Our New Reality. I welcome your calls. If you want to weigh in with your favorite high-end taco, who has it? What's in it? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Do you see similarities with the burger here? Because, you know, the high-end burger we've had for, you know, more than a decade, but I remember there was a lot of resistance to that when it started.
Exactly. It's the same exact argument and conversation. It's just a different staple food. You know, burgers, again, it's just bread and meat, right? Same thing with the taco. It's just tortilla and meat. If you're having a vegetarian taco, you can have some really beautiful vegetables. Then it's gonna take time for people to understand that it's okay to spend more money on a taco, because there is a whole other story and other conversation on the double standard that is against Mexican food, which you've talked about before. I remember a couple of years ago you had Jonathan Gold and Ricardo of La Monarca, and you talked about this double standard that is against Mexican food or any other food from another culture that just is accustomed to being affordable or cheap.
Yeah, and I wonder too if you look at tacos in Mexico, there's significant regional differences in the ingredients, right? So, I mean, even if you want to look at the country of origin, they're not all the same.
Definitely, that's where I refer to Jimmy Shaw. He is a founder and owner of Loteria Grill, and he gave me a really beautiful quote that I really respected. He simply said that. A $1 taco in LA, it doesn't do justice. It doesn't do justice for the entire country of Mexico and its entire beautiful, rich scene of tacos and great food.
And I assume in Mexico it evolves over time too, the same way, depending on what ingredients are available and what people are seeking out, because people do seek novelty in food, new experiences. So again, I welcome your calls. Your favorite for high-end tacos, we're talking about, $5 a taco or above, 866-893-KPCC or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Is there an ethnic component to this? Do you think it's harder for non-Mexican American chefs to have their high-end tacos accepted? Is there an authenticity issue around ethnicity?
Of course. Right now we're living in the golden age of calling people out for cultural appropriation. And if you happen to be a chef who's not Latino or Mexican, there could be a possibility of other people accusing you of cultural appropriation or not knowing what you're doing. And that's another factor that comes into play in this complex conversation.
Lynn in Culver City, you're on Air Talk. What's your pick for a high-end taco?
Oh my goodness, I love Gorilla Tacos. I've had it a few times, even bought the cookbook. It's very intricate. It's sweet potato taco. Is to die for. I can't even believe how delicious it is.
You're savoring it even as you speak it, Lynn. Thanks so much. So Gorilla Tacos, have you had theirs, Javier?
Of course, yeah. He's one of the main focus in the story because he is the original kind of champion of the $5 taco. He came in here with his background in classic French technique. And for him, there was simply no other way of making a taco. Why am I going to cheap down a taco when I can just use the same ingredients that an expensive restaurant uses, but on a tortilla?
CJ in Windsor Hill says, Sky's Taco on Pico. You can easily spend $20 there. I love their shrimp tacos and chicken tacos. Jesse in East L.A., real quickly, your pick.
I just wanted to tell you, I am a huge fan of Guisado's. They have several locations now near Dodger Stadium, West Hollywood. Healthy, delicious. They have vegetarian options. It's like all homemade right there. Oh, my God. So good.
All right. Hey, Jesse, thanks so much. And Jennifer in Newport Beach blows our mind. She says there's a Mexico City restaurant, Pujol. Six tacos are $100 at Pujol.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow. $5 a taco sounds like a bargain. And Jonathan in Long Beach says, of course, Kogi and the amazing tacos there as well. Hey, Javier Cabral, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Larry.
We have a link to his story in defense of the $5 taco on the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next. Have a good afternoon from all of us at Air Talk.